Page 31. Chapter 6. Next morning we went to the law court. Witnesses reported several strange facts about Justine. She had been out the whole night of the murder. Then, towards morning, she was seen near where the body was found. She had been confused when asked what she was doing there. She had returned home about 8 in the morning, saying she had looked for William. On seeing the body, she fell into violent hysterics and stayed in bed for several days. The necklace with the picture was found in her pocket by a servant. Justine then defended herself. She had passed the evening of the murder at an aunt's house with Elizabeth's permission. When she returned, she heard William was missing and so went out to look for him. She was out for many hours. As Geneva city gates were shut, she could not return home. So she slept in the barn of some people she knew, without disturbing them. The next morning she looked for William again. If she went near where the body was found, it was by chance. If she had appeared confused, it was because of her lack of sleep and her worry about William. She could say nothing about the necklace. Then Elizabeth spoke. "I have lived in the same house as Justine for 7 years. She looked after Madame Frankenstein in her final illness with great affection and care. She was strongly attached to William. As for the necklace, the main proof, I would happily give it to her. I believe Justine is absolutely innocent." However, the crowd wanted someone to be responsible for this horrible murder, and the magistrate condemned poor Justine. Next morning, they told me that she had confessed. Later, we visited Justine in prison. She said she had only confessed so that she could receive absolution and that she was ready to die. I now felt that I was the true murderer. After Justine's death, I looked around our once happy family. Everyone was destroyed and in deepest misery because of the deaths of William and Justine, and it was all the work of my hands. I was unable to sleep. I had done terrible things. I had begun with good intentions, to be useful to my fellow beings, but I had destroyed everything. Instead of looking back happily on my achievements and looking forward with hope to new discoveries, I felt only regret, horror, despair, and guilt.